Steve and Jeff search for remaining fragments using a custom-built metal detector rig.
Meteorites will have iron in them, and it's ferrous. And so not only will a magnet attract to it, but also a metal detector will be able to pick it up.
Every year, over 18,000 meteorites lock onto a collision course with Earth.
When meteorites encounter our atmosphere, they're traveling at the speed that they acquired while moving through the vacuum of space. And typically, they're traveling at many thousands of miles per hour.
As they head down to Earth, they cut through the outer reaches of our atmosphere. But once the meteorites enter the mesosphere, the air starts pushing back.
We can't see the air around us, and we can only feel it on really windy days like this. But a meteorite encountering our atmosphere definitely feels the air. And that is because it's traveling so quickly. When it encounters our atmosphere, the air in front of the meteorite cannot get out of the way in time. It's almost like the meteorite hitting a solid wall, like a block of concrete.
As the air in front of the meteor compresses, it also heats up to more than 30,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Eventually, it bursts into flame, lighting up the sky. When you see a falling meteorite or shooting star, it's actually the protective shield of air that you see burning, not the meteorite itself.